This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created us, and being our creator, He knows what is best for us and what is not best for us. أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقُ. Is He the one who created? Does He not know? Does He not know what is in the best interests of that which He created? And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us, and He created us in pairs. He created us as male and female. And He subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His ultimate wisdom, made the male to be different to the female. وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى. And the male is not like the female in so many different ways, not only physically, but also in the laws that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislated for each of them. And so one of the things that makes the female different to the male is her physical beauty. And so men are attracted to that physique that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not make in the opposite. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanding the believers, the believing men, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى لَهُمْ. Say to the believing men that they should lower their gaze and protect their private parts. That is best for them. But then, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while He commanded the believing men with this command, He also commanded the believing women with the same, but with something additional. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues, وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ وَيَحْفَظْنَ فُرُوجَهُنَّ. And say to the believing women that they should also lower their gaze and protect their private parts. وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ إِلَّا مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَلْيَضْرِبْنَ بِخُمُرِهِنَّ عَلَى جُيُوبِهِنَّ. What is the additional part? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and let them, the believing women, to not expose anything of their adornment, of their beauty. And let them to draw down their veils on their bodies and their chests. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the women with this additional command of covering themselves. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanding the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam He subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu, قُلْ لِأَزْوَاجِكَ وَبَنَاتِكَ وَنِسَاءِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَنِسَاءِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يُدِنِينَ عَلَيْهِنَّ مِنْ جَلَابِيبِهِنَّ. O Prophet, O Prophet, say to your wives and to your daughters and to the believing women, this includes every single Muslimah until the Day of Judgment. Say to them a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to draw their cloaks and their hijab, to draw it over their bodies. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, this is the hijab that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislated for the believing women, that the enemies of Islam, past and present, since the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have been waging a war against. The very first thing that they would do when they would enter Muslim societies and colonize Muslim lands, one of the first things that they would aim for is our women, and taking off and stripping them of this symbol of honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them with, trying to convince them in the past and in the present that this is a symbol of oppression, that this hijab of theirs is a symbol of restricting their freedom, whereas the opposite is true. It is a symbol of modesty. It is a symbol of honor. It is something that they should be proud of. This hijab, it is a starting point. It is a starting point in protecting societies from regressing into evil and into all kinds of immorality and indecency. It is this hijab that protects the women. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ذَلِكَ أَدْنَا أَن يُعْرَفْنَا فَلَا يُؤْذَيْنَ. After commanding them to wear their hijab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this hijab, it is the least that will protect them from being known, and فَلَا يُؤْذَيْنَ, so that they will not be harmed in the least. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, if you had something precious, if you had something valuable, would you expose it to the world? Or would you hide it? Would you conceal it? If you had something precious, a precious pearl, a precious gem, you would hide it. You would put it away from the eyes of the people. So how about our women? Are they not precious to us? Are they not valuable to us? And so, my dear brothers and sisters, beware. Beware of neglecting this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Addressing the sisters, first and foremost, beware of giving up your hijab. And secondly, addressing our men, our fathers, our husbands. You have a responsibility on your shoulders to make sure that those under you do not give up. Do not give up their hijab. Beware. And remember that this hijab is their ticket to Jannah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sunfani, min ahli nari lam arahuma. There are two kinds of people from the inhabitants of the hellfire that I have not seen. Meaning that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was shown different people being punished in the hellfire that he narrated to us. But two, he was simply told about, he did not see. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قَوْمٌ مَعَهُمْ سِيَاطٌ كَأَذْنَابِ الْبَقَرِ يَضْرِبُونَ بِهَا النَّاسِ. The first of these is a people who have whips like the tails of cows, and they are beating people with these whips. And the second, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ونساء كاسيات عاريات مائلات مميلات رؤوسهن كأسنمة البخت المائلة لا يدخلن الجنة ولا يجدن ريحها. Women who, although they are dressed, they are naked. Although they are dressed, they are naked, meaning that they are not wearing the Islamic hijab. They are dressed in clothing, but this clothing, it shows and reveals their body. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and they are women who invite to evil, and they are also inclined to evil themselves. And then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that their heads are like the humps of camels. لا يدخلن الجنة ولا يجدن ريحها. These women will never enter Jannah. They will not enter Jannah. And they will never smell its fragrance. بارك الله لكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطيئة فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله على إحسانه والشكر له على توفيقه وامتنانه وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له تعظيما لشأنه وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وإخوانه وخلانه ومن سار على نهجه واقتفى أثره إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فاتقوا الله عباد الله حق التقوى وراقبوه في السر والنجوى. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. My dear brothers and sisters, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the prophets and the messengers to their people, He would find their people following certain customs, following certain ways that they became accustomed to, that were passed on to them generation after generation. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the prophets and the messengers to correct their ways, to correct the ways of these people, to change their bad habits, to change their deviated customs. And so when these prophets and these messengers came to these people, the people received them in two different ways. One group received them in submission, accepting whatever they came with, submitting to these laws, to these commandments, ready and willing to change their ways, even in the face of pressure, even if it meant I had to go against the ways of my people. And the other group received these prophets and these messengers with resistance, with objection, with denial and rejection. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us of this reality. بَلْ قَالُوا إِنَّا وَجَدْنَا آبَاءَنَا عَلَىٰ أُمَّةِ وَإِنَّا عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. When these prophets and these messengers came, those who rejected, those who said, we're not going to change our ways, their justification was that, look, we found ourselves upon this way, upon the way of our forefathers. This has been passed on to us. and we're not going to change. We're going to continue on their path. And so when we look at the lives of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, we find that all of them shared in this quality of submission. Whatever they were told by the Prophet ﷺ, they submitted to it. And one of the prime examples of that, one of the most beautiful examples of their submission, was their women. And was the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when these verses were revealed concerning the hijab. Aisha radiallahu anha, she says that when this verse of Allah was revealed in Surah Al-Ahzab, وَلْيَضْرِبْنَا بِخُمُرِهِنَّ عَلَى جُيُوبِهِنَّ, and let them to draw their cloaks over their chests and their bodies. Aisha radiallahu anha, she says, may Allah have mercy upon the women of the early muhajirat, the early muhajireen, their women. May Allah have mercy upon them. When this ayah was revealed, they tore their dresses. Whatever clothing they had, they tore them. And they put them on their heads, letting them draw over their faces and their chests. Salama radiallahu anha, she says, when this verse was revealed, the women of the Ansar, they came out of their houses looking as if there were crows on their heads because of their clothing. Abu Dawood, the one who narrates this hadith, he says, because of how dark and how black their clothing were, covered from head to toe. And so this was the example of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ. As soon as the command came, they submitted. They did not object. They did not say, it's difficult. There's too much pressure on me. I can't change my ways. I can't go against the norms of society. I can't stand out. No, they submitted. And so some of us were brought up, whether it be back home in a Muslim country or whether it be here in the West, some of us were brought up with an understanding of the deen that goes contrary to the understanding of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and the Salaf. And some of us have a certain understanding of the hijab that goes against what Allah has revealed and what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught and what the Sahabiyat practiced. And so there are some who think that the hijab is simply something that I put on my head, even though the rest of my body is exposed. Some of us, we think that the hijab is simply a cloth on the head, while I can wear anything else on my body, whether it be tight pants, tight shirts, and go out thinking that I am covered wearing the hijab. No, the Islamic hijab, according to what Allah has revealed, has certain guidelines that we must follow. Among these guidelines is, first and foremost, that the Islamic hijab tells us that we must cover from head to toe. The entire body must be covered. Secondly, nothing of the body should be revealing. Thirdly, it should not be tight so as to show the size of the body parts. Fourthly, it should not be attractive. Fifthly, it should not be perfumed. And finally, it should not resemble the clothing of men. And so based on these guidelines, the Islamic hijab requires Muslim women to wear a complete abaya or jilbab that covers them from head to toe. Not wearing tight pants, not wearing tight shirts, not simply wearing a piece of cloth on the head. And then on top of that, even worse than that, going out scented, perfumed, wearing makeup, attracting the gazes of men. Beware, for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us with a very severe warning of women who will come at the end of time. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that they will be kasiyatun ariyat. They will be wearing clothes, but it will seem as if they are naked. Describing women of today, where they are wearing clothes, but everything is revealed. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said a very stern warning. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَلْعَنُوهُنْ فَإِنَّهُنَّ مَلْعُونَاتْ. Curse them. Curse them, for indeed they are cursed. My dear brothers and sisters, our fathers, our husbands, we have a huge responsibility on our shoulders. This is a responsibility that each and every single one of us will be asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we stand before Him on the Day of Judgment. How did we allow our women to go out into the public? Take care of this responsibility, especially if our daughters are young. Especially if they are young. Instill modesty in them from a young age. Don't abandon this responsibility. Don't think, oh, they're young, it's not a big deal. No, start it from a young age. Instill it in them from a young age so that you don't have to be fighting with them when they become older. هذا وصلوا وسلموا رحمكم الله على نبيكم محمد بن عبد الله كما أمركم بذلك ربكم جل في علاه فقال تعالى قولا كريما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم على نبينا محمد ورضى اللهم عن خلفائه الأربعة أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين وعنا معهم برحمتك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين اللهم من أرادنا أو أراد المسلمين بسوء وشر فاشغله بنفسه واجعل تدبيره تدميرا عليه يا قوي يا عزيز اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات اللهم ادفع عنا الغلاء والوباء والزنا والربا والزلازل والمحن وسوء الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن عنا وعن سائر المسلمين في كل مكان يا حي يا قيوم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.